Welcome to Speaking of Soy, a discussion about soy and human health, sponsored by the Soy Connection Health and Nutrition Newsletter and the United Soybean Board. Today's program focuses on soy consumption and gut microbiota. An article on that topic was included in the Volume 24, Number 3 issue of the Soy Connection Newsletter. It was written by Dr. Elaine Krull, a senior technical fellow in the Global Nutrition Innovation Group at DuPont Nutrition and Health. She's also an adjunct associate professor at Washington University in St. Louis. Dr. Krull is our guest on the program today. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Dr. Krull, please explain the basic role gut microbiota play in human metabolism and health.
Well, I think many people and listeners would recognize that the gut harbors a large population of what we call friendly bacteria, and it's been recognized for many years, going back hundreds of years, in fact, that we want to feed those bacteria and have them grow within us because they help to not only help to digest some of the foods that our body and our intestinal digestive enzymes can't digest, but they also help metabolize and create vitamins that are readily absorbed. They also, by having the friendly bacteria, prevent the pathogenic or the bacteria that causes disease from spreading. So the good bacteria pretty much overwhelms the bad bacteria. Also, there's many metabolites with a healthy metabolism in your diet that many of the nutrients get converted to things like short-chain fatty acids, and many things circulating in your bloodstream are actually metabolites generated in the gut. And these have many health benefits and are essentially for life. And so having a healthy microbiome is critical, I think.
Is there a scientific consensus as to what constitutes a healthy gut microbiome?
Well, and that's a very interesting question. We all recognize that when someone is healthy and otherwise doing well, we assume that the gut microbiome is healthy. And there's not just one profile that is what we can call healthy, and that makes it difficult for people making recommendations. What is the ideal microbiome? New technology now is allowing us to actually look at the individual species and strains of bacteria that are present. We're starting to get a better idea of that. We know having a more diverse microbiota tends to make you more maybe disease resistant or more healthy, but there's still more studies that need to be done. We clearly know the bad bacteria, so that's very easily to identify when people are ill, a lot of hospitalized people, or for instance, when you have antibiotics, sometimes then you have gut issues and discomfort because you've gotten rid of some of the good microbiota. But how to nail it down exactly, there's still more research to be done, but I think in the next few years you're going to see that emerging.
What factors influence an individual's gut microbiota?
Well, clearly diet is a very big factor in determining the gut microbiota. But when you're born, right from the time of birth, you acquire microbiota from your mom, and that tends to sort of seed the first microbiota, and that's critical. But kids that are born through cesarean still survive and do very well. So we get microbiota from our environment, from interaction with other humans. We know that people living in different parts of the world, for instance, in Africa, where maybe hygiene is not as prominent, people tend to have more diverse microbiota, but then they seem to have less of some of the diseases like autoimmune or food allergy diseases. So in some sense, we know that having too clean an environment is not good. Having some environment that where you're exposed to bacteria where you can fight and learn to defend yourself helps the good microbiota proliferate.
In your article, you state that there are some studies that point to consumption of soy foods as having beneficial effects on a healthy gut microbiota. What can you tell us about that?
Well, soy, if you eat whole soy, there's many components in soy that have been shown to help promote the growth of good bacteria. So probably the simplest one to think of and most people recognize is fiber and some of the sugars that are not normally digested in your digestive system but actually require the gut microbiota to digest those sugars. Some people, in fact, you know, might have a little gaseousness because of some of the sugars that are digested in the gut create that gas. But the overall thing is that tells you that the right microbiota are growing. The other part of the soy, besides the fiber and then some of the sugars, is the protein. And that was something we did a study recently. And the protein in itself, and protein carries a lot of the micronutrients and other components, the protein itself seems to influence the gut microbiota. And we noted that feeding soy to the animals increased the diversity of the gut microbiota in those animals.
What recommendations would you give listeners who are wanting to improve their gut health in general?
Well, I think the simplest approach is to eat a very well-balanced diet so that you have components that feed the microbiota. So we know that fiber, and I mean, that's been known for decades to promote a healthy gut, and that's primarily by giving the gut microbiota substrate to feed on. Sugars that are not refined sugars but are more complex sugars are also tend to be more digested by the gut microbiota. And we're also learning that different proteins, so I think everyone eats a variety of foods, and I think just keeping the variety there to ensure that you're feeding all the different types of microbiota is probably the best. Obviously, there are times when you're going to have to take antibiotics and things like that. And so sometimes people might want to supplement when they've had a course of antibiotics with probiotics, things that are found either as dietary supplements or in natural fermented foods and things like yogurts to actually help rebuild your healthy gut microbiome again.
Do you expect there to be more research on soy and microbiota, and what insights are you hoping to gain from more extensive research?
Well, the fact that we saw a difference in the gut microbiota by just the only thing we changed in the diet was the protein, we think that that was very exciting, and I think there'll be more research on not only soy, maybe other plant-based foods and other proteins and the gut microbiota so that we can understand the interplay there. I think that with new technologies allowing us now to look at individual people's microbiome and looking at the changes over time will give us more of a sense of how people can regulate their microbiota over time, because right now we tend to take snapshots, but maybe monitoring as those kinds of research and technologies become less expensive, it might be possible to do that, and we'll get much more insight on how to maintain a healthy microbiota in the future.
I want to thank Elaine Krule, Senior Technical Fellow at DuPont Nutrition and Health, for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Speaking of soy, a discussion about soy and human health has been brought to you by the Soy Connection Health and Nutrition Newsletter and the United Soybean Board. You can find more on this topic in the Volume 24, Number 3 issue of the Soy Connection Newsletter. Visit the Newsletters and Tools section at soyconnection.com.